With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Ongoing concerns about the growing amount of deaths and new cases related to the coronavirus are having an impact on agriculture and commerce. The White House's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said China's coronavirus would delay a surge in the U.S. exports to China expected from the Phase 1 trade deal set to take effect later this month. On Fox, he also did his best to tamp down the fears of those who are in agriculture.
I think the U.S. economic impact is going to be minimal. If this is all iffy, there's a lot of information we don't know. I grant you that. It's so hard to know how long this will last. It's not a catastrophe. It's not a disaster. I mean, people should really, be very calm about this.
He also added Chinese authorities ordered local governments to ensure disruptions to the transportation of animal feed and livestock are kept to a minimum during the coronavirus outbreak.
Nonetheless, we've been through this before. And again, I just think the impact is minimal. I think it's going to be much tougher for China. And I understand, you know, that industry in China is shut in, but it's not the end of the world. America is a very diverse economy. There's a blue collar boom, and none of that's going to change.
He concluded the coronavirus would affect China's ability to purchase massive amounts of U.S. goods, but its effects should be minimal. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.